This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Travis Scott, I haven't seen him on a WWE Premium Live event in a little while. I think we need a Travis Scott interference or something. At some point. You know that reference, AMAC, or not really?
He smacked somebody. He smack Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, he was at WrestleMania.
Listen, I'm a man of many tastes, Rooster. Yeah. Like I dibble and dabble in things.
You dibble and dabble?
Yeah, I'm what they call a jack of all trades, master of none.
I don't know if the saying is dibble. You dibble? You dabble.
Dibble dabble. Tomato tomato.
Yabba dabba do.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Do you know that reference? Or are you too young?
Popeye the Sailor Man.
Oh, it's
that's a joke. It's Flintstones. I know it's the Flintstones.
All right. I just want to make sure.
Just messing with you. I like getting your reaction and things like that. I should have held it a little longer.
Yeah, I hear you. All right. One thing I wanted to get to before we get to the rest of Dan Quinn, one thing that I teased earlier on in the show, and we just kind of never got to it, but we've been talking about Marshon Lattimore, right? So I brought this up with Linnell and Danny yesterday on the Beltway Blitz over on the Fan after the show. Those guys had me on. Is it possible that with the Commanders signing Jonathan Jones, drafting Troy Amos, bringing back Noah Igbinoghene, that they are significantly more worried about corner and therefore their pass coverage from a cornerback perspective than they are slash were about their pass rush? I think it's a more than fair point. They have significantly bolstered, improved, whatever you want to call it, that position group. How good is it? We don't know yet. But they have significantly fortified, if not bolstered, that position group. They have. It's indisputable. Now, listen, I think they've addressed pass rush in just different ways than people are traditionally used to. But I can't sit here and tell you that they've done a lot. Their first priority was fortifying their run defense. But their second priority, or their 1A priority, by actions, was, hey man, we don't know if we can count on Marshon Lattimore. We'll tell the media and the fans, we're good. We believe in him. We think he's going to be great. This, that, the other thing, full offseason, blah, 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 blah. We can't count on him. Even if he's really good at the beginning, his track record suggests he ain't going to play 17 games. And if he gets somehow through 17, is he going to be able to play 20 or 21? That's where we need to go. So their actions by drafting Trey Amos in the second round, who a lot of people thought was a low first, high second, by signing Jonathan Jones, who can play inside or out, by bringing back Noah Igbinoghene, who can play in, certainly, and he can still play out. And obviously, Sanra still. Their actions have told you loud and clear what they viewed as a bigger concern. Corner and corner depth over pass rusher. And specifically edge. Now again, they also had to fix their run defense. So to say that they didn't address their defensive line, that's not true. That's not true. They absolutely did. With the Kinlaw signing, Dietrich Wise, Eddie Goldman, bringing back Carl Davis yesterday, signing Jacob Martin. They already had Dorrance Armstrong and Deron Payne, so on and so forth. Bringing back Cleveland Farrell, even though they let go of Jonathan Allen, even though they let go of Dante Fowler, their overall positioning was, we got to fix the run defense. But while everybody thought their 1 or 1A need or hole was edge pass rusher or pass rusher in general, that's not how they operated. They operated as if that was concern number 2 or 3. They operated as if run defense was in their number one problem, hard to deny, especially when you look at the schedule coming up. And more importantly, or just as important, they operated as if, hey, man, we really need to fix our corner position. We really need to add because we can't trust that Lattimore is going to be A, Lattimore, B, that he's going to be able to stay healthy. So that's how they operate. And you can't fix everything all in one shot because they also had to fix their offensive line or bolster their offensive line. And they felt they needed swap outs at wide receiver. Right? So you can't fix everything. Oh, and obviously a new place kicker and veteran leadership and depth. So maybe we had it all wrong from the beginning. Maybe edge pass rusher. If you believe in Adam Peters and Dan Quinn and Joe Witt and everything that they are building, maybe it isn't as big of a eyesore, a black hole, a problem, a sore thumb, as you all, as we all, as I did as well, thought it was. Again, I didn't think it was after free agency. Oh my goodness, because I think they're going to use Javon Kinlaw as a pass rushing defensive end in nickel situations or Deron Payne. So I think they're planning on using some of their personnel differently than maybe traditional. So I think that's going to help cover up some of the blemishes. But they clearly identified run defense and cornerback help and depth as their 1 and 1A priorities, not pass rush. Is that right? Is that wrong? Is that going to come back to haunt them? I think they also felt like we'll get one of these veterans, Von Miller, Zadarius Smith, Preston Smith, whoever, we'll get one of them over the offseason. As soon as like training camp is getting ready and those guys don't have a job, we'll get one of them. And we'll get them sort of at our price, not their price. That's, I think, their mentality. All right, back to the phones we go. Let's get to Lou in D.C. Next up, what up, Lou? How are you?
What's going on, Rucio?
Lou, what's shaking?
Lou, your name from my man, Paulie.
Yes, sir.
A keyword, man. This is optional, man. Why are we tripping about, you know, them well, not being there?
I mean, first of all, we're not tripping, okay? It's frustrating. Because everyone else finds a way to be there. That's why. And because he's new, and because he's got a bad reputation of being a me-first player. That's why. Meaning Tunsil. Lattimore, we don't know if it's just the traditional, like, I don't feel like being there. We don't know if he's injured. We don't know what the situation is. So that's why I'm being a little bit easier on him than maybe Tunsil, And maybe that's, again, unfair.
I think when it's mandatory, I think they're going to show up. That's the way I kind of look at it. And number two, you know, the guys, we talking about some of the veteran guys that have been in the league for some time. And, you know, I mean, 3-4 months is not enough. And they want to get some, you know, rest time and get their body, not, you know, 100%. And even though it's not going to be 100%, but, you know, try to, you know, be right and get ready for the season. So the 6-7 months, they're going to be, you know, with the team. So, you know, these optional times and things like that, I know you got to cover the team and you got to have something to talk about. And, you know, you got to have us call and talk about it. And I get it.
Here's the deal, Lou. That, you know. You're right. I need stuff to fill up the calendar, but that's my responsibility, right? I've got to think about that when someone else isn't creating the news. But as soon as someone creates the news, then that's what I what I respond to. So if Laremy Tunsil showed up, if Laremy Tunsil, Marshawn Lattimore, and I guess to a lesser degree, maybe the same degree, Terry McLaurin showed up and reported to work, and even though it was voluntary and maybe they participated, maybe they didn't, if they showed up, I would have nothing to talk about. Right? Then it's on me to create something or figure out something interesting to talk about. But they're doing my job for me, because how could I, somebody who covers to some degree and talks about the Commanders, let's just call it, you know, 275 days a year, right? How could I ignore that just because and say, well, it's voluntary. I could be as simple and as rudimentary as that and just say, yeah, it's voluntary. There's nothing to see here. Or I could be honest and open and say, well, you know what? I'm going to put Terry in column A. I'm going to put Tunsil in column B. And I'm going to put Lattimore in column C. And here's why I'm going to tell you why I feel differently about all three. And here's why I think, you know what? Instead of maybe bashing or criticizing, okay, got to point out, got an opinion, got a thing, whatever. But I'm also going to say, hey, you know what? Let's give a salute. Instead of focusing on who didn't show up, let's focus on who did show up. And that's why I went out of my way throughout the show to praise Deebo Samuel and Javon Kinlaw for showing up, because I think that I think that gets lost in the sauce too. As much criticism as guys that don't show up, guys that do show up, especially ones that are new and that you don't know as well, I think it's important for them to get praise for that.
Right. Most definitely. I mean, Deebo and, you know, Kinlaw, I mean, respect to those guys who showed up. Like, at the end of the day, you know, they might, you know, I don't know, if, you know, nobody knows if they had, you know, asked permission not to show up today or whatever might be their situation. So, I know I'm not trying to make an excuse, but
you just heard from Dan Quinn, right? I would hope that if they had excused absences, we would have heard that in that answer. Now we're going to hear more from Dan Quinn coming up here, so I'm going to let you run, but we're going to hear more from Dan Quinn because I think it's kind of important, you know.
Yeah, Terry, man, pay the man, you know how we've been saying about 2 to 3 years ago, pay that man, give him another 3-4 years. Let him be a Redskin forever, man. I mean, the dude is a baller, and I think he deserves another 4 or 5 more years contract. And he's a go-getter, so we need to keep him. And, you know, it's understanding that he don't want to, you know, come into these little workouts because, you know, it's contract.
Yeah, I'm not that worried about Terry. Now, the interesting thing, and I appreciate the phone call, Lou. The interesting thing for me is it's not just about money with Terry. It'll be about term. Think about this, right? Last time we went through this 3 years ago, there was no question, if Terry wanted a 4-year deal and he was holding out for a 4-year deal, then you'd just do a 4-year deal. Terry's now 30, right? 30? So there is a little bit of a question whether Terry should get a 3-year or a 4-year extension. Whether Terry should get 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, there is a question. So I do think this is going to be a more difficult negotiation than last time. But when push comes to shove, I'd be surprised if it's not done by training camp. It may not happen tomorrow or next week or next month, which is just a couple of days away, but you get the point. AMAC, do you have Dan Quinn from the beginning here, or can we roll that for a couple of minutes and see what he says? I don't know where that cut that we played already comes in, so hopefully we can kind of identify that and maybe dump out of that because we just heard that, or how do you want to roll with this?
Yeah, let's just start from the top here. Okay. We'll play a couple minutes, and then we'll pick up where we left off when we come back.
All right, let's do that.
All right.
Dan Quinn, earlier, last hour, out at Command Land in Ashburn.
Talk about is the focus on the blending of year one and year two players, you know, as they've been part of the system. And I think one key factor in that, a little bit of the straw that stirs a drink, that's the coaches, because, like, this time of year, you know, it's so much about them and their time to shine and the teaching and the emphasis that has to be put in. And teaching those systems on, you know, all three phases. And so to have, you know, the crew back, that doesn't happen very often. And I want to just take a minute and say how much I appreciate that and them, because I really do. And then it was also a cool day. Brian Mitchell came through and spent, you know, some time with returners today. And with over 19,000 return yards and 13 special teams touchdowns, I had invited him in the winter. Hey, man, you mind coming through for a day and hanging out with us? And so I couldn't think of a more ideal person to share some insights and, you know, some ideas about returning. I'd asked him, he had not returned a kick until he got to the NFL. Now, that was just wild, man, like what a work ethic it takes to say, yeah, I'll figure it out. Like, I'll find my way, whether I'm playing running back or returning kicks or punts or covering kicks. Like, that's a real one. So all that said, let's get rocking with you guys and start the day.
Let it rip. There we go.
I like it.
All right.
You're close.
All right.
See if ESPN
family show here, right. With Jaden, what difference do you see? And a lot of talk about the size, bigger. Does he look bigger? And what's the result of that?
I know he's worked hard through the offseason. But he's just in command of the things that he wanted to work. He and his teammates, they've really put in a lot of work together. I'd say that probably is just – it's felt excellent, John, in terms of, like, the attitude of the guys and their work, you know, to really put it in. You can sense when people are going for it, and, you know, he's certainly one that is.
And you guys were so –
All right, that is just one portion of Dan Quinn, and sorry to cut off John Kine there. We will get to the rest, or some more, of Dan Quinn. We're not going to play the whole thing, because sometimes these things get just way too redundant and way too boring, and media just only gets one opportunity a week, so they want to ask a million different questions. We will get to a little bit more of Dan Quinn on the other side, but we just wanted to get you an appetizer for Jaden Daniels there. And also we played, again, the cut in general about guys missing OTAs a little bit earlier on. And maybe we'll get back to that, whatnot. We're just trying to cover all the bases here. So more Dan Quinn on the other side, right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. And then we'll also finish up the show before Dum Dum of the Day with a little NBA playoff talk. Why don't we do that? On the other side, we'll save the Nationals for tomorrow. Mike Rizzo had some interesting things to say about the Ken Rosenthal column. Maybe we'll do that tomorrow when we have less to talk about. On the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. but you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, you just heard a little bit from DQ. We're going to get you more. But one of the things that I wanted to mention that we already heard, which was cool, was our own Brian Mitchell. Of course, not our own. A Washington Redskins legend and lore and should be in the Hall of Fame. Our pal, Brian Mitchell, was a guest coach today at OTAs. Very cool to hear DQ say, hey, man, I asked him over the offseason, would you come and help us out? Love it. I don't know how much it helps. But good for Brian, good for DQ, good for the organization, good for those young Bucks. They need some juice in that area. And Jalen Lane's a rookie, and he's going to be the punt returner barring injury or disaster. I think that's great. More Dan Quinn right here, right now. Just a couple of minutes, right? AMAC, not too long. But we want you to hear a little bit from the head coach because we don't get to hear from him every day like we do during the season.
It's not one size fits all for everything, and in my opinion, like, this has been a fantastic offseason. And it's not just the players, it's also the coaches too, John, to say, can we level up, you know, and to level up, you know, what do you look at, and what do you want to change, and what do you want to keep the same? And so the offseason's been excellent, you know, and so I've been in touch with every guy on the team, and so I've really enjoyed this time. I also have some, you know, stronger relationships than you did maybe a year ago with everybody being new. And now it's that blend of the year two players, you know, to go through with it. It's one of the things I do enjoy about coaching. Like, if you can get to know the man before the ball player, it helps take it and push it a little further. And so for the guys who are the year one, the new players here, not just a rookie, but a new free agent that may have joined the team, getting to know them and watching them practice today for the first time, like, you could see guys work hard in the strength and conditioning, but it's another thing to see the speed of processing and on the field. And so today we just did some 7-on-7 and some 2-minute, and then we'll add more team as we go. I like to ramp it up, you know, as opposed to doing everything all at once day one.
Hey, Dan, it would be easy for somebody in Jaden's situation coming off the year he had, getting the attention he has, to maybe come into camp and look a little, you know, bigger head, whatever it is. Doesn't appear that way. What's been your sense of him as the person coming in here, you know, after this offseason?
Yeah, he's an amazing teammate. The amount of work that he puts in that goes unseen here, to get ready to play, to, you know, to learn it, to teach others, to, you know, connect the guys that's going through. There is no flinch in Jaden Daniels. He is an absolute, like, as focused and relentless as you could about getting better. And so that's why I said for us around here, like, man, we appreciate that. And there's a lot of things that, you know, he and the rest of us are really digging in hard on to say, all right, can we get this better? And if he does that, I do that, others do that. Like, we thought collectively, man, there's a lot of space we can get better at.
All right, that is Dan Quinn. Couple of minutes from him earlier today with reporters at Command Land in Ashburn. Thanks to all of them for making that possible. Interesting. You know, what he said about Jaden Daniels. Listen, sometimes you hear, like, I remember when Robert was a rookie, right? You heard just glowing praise. Oh, man, he loves football. He works so hard. Until you get to know somebody you really don't know exactly what you're going to get. Right? Like, you can date somebody. You can be in a long-term relationship until you live with them. You don't know whether you can make that work or not. You can think something about Jaden Daniels. He's a hard worker. He's smart. He's this. He's that. Until you see him operate every day, the resiliency, the fight, the work ethic, the attention to detail, the IQ, until you see that for yourself, not just through a couple of practices, through an entire season. Remember, they played 20 games. 20. 20. Not two, 20. And yet, you emerge from that thinking, man, Jaden's really talented, right? But it's so much more than talent. Why Jaden has a very, very good chance, and why, quite honestly, others didn't, is because of the work ethic, is because of the IQ, is because of the dedication to his craft, is because he's not playing video games 12 hours a day. That's why Jaden's got a good chance. Not a chance. Everybody's got a chance. A good chance. Approaching 32 minutes after the hour and approaching the final half an hour of the show. Let's do a trending alert right here, right now. Then we'll come back, tie up some loose ends, and also get you ready for Craig Hoffman. Dumb dumb of the day in between all of that right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, tonight, a big night in both the NBA and NHL, and the Oklahoma City Thunder can advance to the NBA Finals with a win tonight at home in OKC against the Minnesota Timberwolves. 8:30, the tip on ESPN. Meanwhile, the Florida Panthers one step away after losing on home ice in Game 4 on Monday night, back in Raleigh tonight, still leading the series 3-1. 8 o'clock Eastern time, face-off on TNT. Meanwhile, the Nationals have lost two in a row. And tonight, they take on the Mariners, who browbeat them last night. And they will do so at 9:40 with Trevor Williams on the mound, who has really struggled this year. They will need a good quality start after last night's destruction by the M's. 9:40, the first pitch. 9:10, the coverage. 106.7, the Fan and the Odyssey app. Right now, the White Sox whoop it up on the Mets, 7-3. In the seventh, Cleveland over the Dodgers 7-4 in the eighth. Detroit nipping San Francisco 4-3 in the eighth. Boston-Milwaukee 4-4 in the eighth. And Tampa Bay blanking Minnesota 5-0 in the ninth. And that's what's trending.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, good to have you with us. As we mentioned, NBA playoffs, Western Finals could wrap up tonight. Oklahoma City at home trying to eliminate the Minnesota Timberwolves. And Anthony Edwards getting plenty of criticism. Some of it's fair, some of it's not fair. OKC is a really good defensive team, and obviously they're the better team. They should win that series. They should win tonight. It should be over. They should be off to the NBA Finals. The Knicks and the Pacers, that series took a turn last night. Pacers bouncing back from the blown lead on Sunday night and winning last night, right? Tyrese Halliburton was awesome. But here's the question that I wanted to examine with Tyrese Halliburton and the Indiana Pacers. All right, so here's the deal. If you look at Tyrese Halliburton, and listen, I don't watch every second of every NBA game. I bounce around. He was traded earlier in his career from Sacramento, all of that. He's now most known for his WWE stuff and his dad, but he's a damn good player. And he was all fired up because Triple H was there last night, so on and so forth. Tyrese Halliburton's a hell of a player, right? He was the 12th overall pick in 2020 with Sacramento out of Iowa State. In the regular season this year, he averages 18.6 points a game, 3.5 rebounds, 9.2 assists, 47.3 from the field. All very good. You'd love to have Tyrese Halliburton. Okay? In the postseason, in his career, 14 games, shooting 33% from the field, from three-point land, 9.8 assists, 5.9 rebounds, and 19.4 points a game. In the NBA Eastern Finals, last night, 32 points, 12 rebounds, 15 assists, 4 steals. Great, great game. No turnovers. Tremendous game. 130 to 121. But the game before that, he had 20 points, 4 rebounds, and 7 assists. The game before that, game 2, a Pacers win. He had 14 points, 8 rebounds, 11 assists. Still a very good game, but 14 points is 14 points. In game 1 against the Knicks, an overtime win. Remember that shot he had at the end of regulation? 31 points, 11 assists, 4 rebounds. I give you those numbers just for a little bit of context. The question that I have for my guy AMAC, and for anybody that wants to weigh in, I put it out on Twitter, X, whatever, at WrestleMania621. You want to make a quick call, 301-230-0980. Is Tyrese Halliburton a star? Is he a superstar? Or is he a generational icon, landscape changer? Or, in other words, a.k.a. generational superstar? And how do you define them, right? Because for me, generational icon, generational superstar is, in the NBA, LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Giannis. Who else? Is Luka a generational icon superstar at this point? Doesn't play defense, hurt a lot. Hasn't won a championship. Came close. I think Luka is a superstar. I don't know if he's a generational icon game changer like Kevin Durant, LeBron James, and Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Joker.
Pumpo is. Oh, and Nikola Jokic. Yes, correct. I think those are the four guys. I don't think Anthony Edwards is a generational icon. I don't think Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is yet. He's heading there, but I don't think he's there yet. I don't think Tyrese Halliburton is. What about you, AMAC?
No, if you want to ask him if he's in that category of like LeBron, Giannis, no, I don't think so.
Is he in the superstar category or is he in the star category? Do you draw a line between the two? Some people do.
Yeah. So for me, I think superstar is someone that you can put the ball in their hands and you can expect them to carry your franchise. Now, there are going to be times where you struggle. There are going to be times where you're going to need help. We saw that with Kobe. Like there were when Shaq left, Kobe struggled and he needed somebody else. They brought in Paul Gasol and other pieces, Ron Artest, to help them. But in time and game time throughout the whole thing, we knew Kobe was that guy.
Right. I mean, Giannis wasn't winning an NBA championship without Drew Holiday, without Bobby Portis. Everybody needs help.
Yes, exactly.
Even if they're a generational icon.
They need help.
They need help.
Yes, but I think when I think of superstar, I'm thinking of this is my team. I'm willing it. I'm the leader. I'm willing this team to the playoffs. There's nothing that you can do. There's no defense that you can scheme up. I'm going to find my shot. I'm going to get there. I'm going to score, and I'm going to do my thing. Your job is going to be to slow the people around me down. You're not slowing me down. And when I think of that, I don't think Tyrese Halliburton.
Now, neither do I.
Yeah. And now do I think he is a very talented player? Yes. I think he's around top 20 in the league. It's hard to, without a list in front of me, to say definitively. I would definitely put him around like 10, maybe looking in, like 15 more of that area. I think solidly top 20.
What it sounds like you're describing is somebody who is on the fringe of being a star and a superstar.
Yes.
Somebody in that range. Maybe he's a superstar in some eyes. Maybe he's just a high-end star in some eyes. But he, depending on the night, last night he was a superstar. I had a couple of people get pretty angry. Oh, look at you last night. He didn't do that every night.
Yeah.
Great player. Yeah. Nobody's questioning that. Tyrese Halliburton's a great player. But there's a difference between a great player or a star, a superstar who elevates his team consistently, and again, the performances are pretty standard. And then there's the icon. There's the generational difference maker. And again, you would agree with this, right? LeBron, Kevin Durant,
mm-hmm.
Giannis, Jokic, mm-hmm. and you said Doncic. I disagree on that, but I if you want to round out the top five, I mean, would you say there's what's his name in Boston?
Jason Tatum.
Jason Tatum what's the other guy's name?
Jalen Brown.
I was thinking Anthony Brown.
That's a great person that you bring up. And even with Tyrese Halliburton, like if we look at Anthony Edwards, mm-hmm. I'm with you. Like he's not there yet, but he definitely has the potential. If you look at his game, even though I was saying like find your shot, dude, like that game yesterday, they were throwing everything at that man.
Mm-hmm.
Like there were double teams coming off of pick and rolls.
You mean on Edwards?
On Anthony Edwards.
Monday night. Right.
They were literally making it so that get the ball out of this man's hands.
Have everybody else beat you.
Yes.
Have him be maybe a little trigger shy to force a shot.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately land with just 13 shots as we discussed yesterday.
It's not even just put my best defender on you. It's like sacrifice two or three mm-hmm. defenders to right. make sure you get the ball out of your hands.
Right.
I don't see defenses doing that with Tyrese Halliburton.
I don't see defenses doing it either.
And I think he's just a great player in a shout out to Rick Carlisle, a remarkably efficient scheme. And he finds a way to mesh well in that system. But I just don't see, and I think him being on the end of the bench in the USA team is also evidence of that. But you brought up Jason Tatum. I thought that was a great point, because when they won the title last year, there was a lot of talk about Jaylen Brown being the league MVP.
Yeah, no doubt.
I don't think we mentioned Stephen Curry's name in the superstars.
My goodness.
Yeah, we got to do that.
I'm sorry. Totally. I mean, Steph Curry absolutely is in the top five. My bad. I totally forgot. Dropped the ball on him. Sorry.
No, 100. I did too.
And he's way better than Luka Doncic. Way better. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, career side by side.
Yes, career. Yes.
I mean,
there's
nobody that would take Luka Doncic over Steph Curry.
Yes.
Right? I mean, as good of a scorer as Luka Doncic is, and he might, who knows how the rest of his career goes. Nobody could take Luka Doncic over Steph Curry. So that's your top five. Steph, KD, LeBron, Giannis, and who are we forgetting?
Joker.
And Joker. Right? That's your top five. Generational icons, superstars, in a class by themselves. Again, everybody, there's a lot. I shouldn't say everybody. A lot of people in the media, a lot of people in the local media say you have to have a generational superstar in order to win. No, you don't. No, you don't. It helps. Helps a lot. What you need is a very good team. And that's the point by this in talking about the Indiana Pacers, because they are a great team, but they don't have a generational superstar. Antonio Daniels was a guest of the Junkies this morning on Team 980, 106.7 The Fan. He was asked about Tyrese Halliburton. Let me take a listen.
Yeah, but here's the thing about that. Like, when we talk about trades, hindsight's always 20/20. Mm-hmm. There's no saying that if Tyrese Halliburton was in Sacramento, that he would still be this same version of himself, because you're talking about a different coach with a different system with different teammates. You know what I mean? Like, we see this all the time. I watched Josh Giddey, who was a part of the Oklahoma City Thunder 2 years ago, get traded to Chicago last summer. And I keep hearing OKC Thunder fans, when Josh Giddey was having a great year in Chicago, saying, oh, why can't he do that here? Because he wouldn't have had that same responsibility. You know what I mean? So sometimes it takes a change of scenery for guys to become the best version of themselves. Tyrese Halliburton is special. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's safe to say. And again, a lot of this league is about getting with the right coach at the right time, with the right system, with the right teammates around you. And Rick Carlisle and that Indiana Pacers up and down system is perfect for Tyrese Halliburton. So it's one of those situations in Indiana where the stars aligned at the right time.
Good job by AMAC getting that sound for us. I heard that live driving in the rain to Capital One Arena this morning. I said, we got to get that. He said Tyrese Halliburton is special. He is. Special player. Special talent. Seems like a good dude. His dad's a little crazy. Seems like a good dude. But special is different than generational icon / superstar. Landscape changer. That's reserved for those five guys that we mentioned. That's not Tyrese Halliburton. Star, and certainly maybe more superstar than star, that kind of beauty is in the eye of the beholder. But what Antonio Daniels just said to the Junks that you just heard is he's special. And it's about system and fit sometimes, as opposed to being in Sacramento, where maybe he wouldn't be in the same system. Maybe he wouldn't be in the same situation. He wouldn't have the same support. Maybe. Maybe you would, maybe you wouldn't. Don't know. So good job out of Antonio Daniels, and I appreciate the Junkies for, you know, obviously getting him to say that, because it helped make a point. Tyrese Halliburton's not a generational icon superstar. You can win by building a team. That's exactly what the Wizards are trying to do. That's exactly what the Wizards are trying to do, and that's what I preached from day one. So it's a little bit emotionally invested for me. Coming up, Dumb Dumb of the Day. We wrap it up with, oh, wait a second. That didn't take long. We'll explain next. All righty, welcome back. I just got some good news. If I'm reading this right, I just got a refund of $1,306 from my health insurance.
Great, let me get a dollar.
Colonoscopy thing that I had to do. I don't know why, but it says refund processed right to my credit card. Hello, thank you. I'll take it. If that's true, I'll take it. I will take it. Here's what I will also take. Thank goodness the Commanders weren't this stupid. Sure, they have issues and questions with Laremy Tunsil and Marshawn Lattimore. We've already addressed that for much of the show. You know who also wasn't at OTAs today? Stephon Diggs. He a terp. That's right. He also a wackadoo. He wasn't in New England today. One day after a video of Steph surfaced on social media in which he was on a boat and flashed an unidentified pink substance while surrounded by three women. Mike Vrabel, who's not one to mess around, was asked about the video. He said, quote, "It's something we're aware of, and obviously we want to make great decisions on and off the field. Any conversations that I've had with Stephon will remain between him and I and the club." He confirmed that he had been in communication with Diggs, as he had been with every player on the roster. We don't know if he had been in communication since this video emerged. But Diggs is 31 years old. He signed with the bad team tax. 3 years, $69 million. We crushed the move when it happened. It's the bad team tax. He's coming off a torn ACL. He's a pain in the ass. He should be in Foxborough. He should not be with pink substances, women, and on a cruise ship. Get your ass to work. And stop being a pain in the ass like you are to every team that you're on, Stephon, and he a terp, and he a jerk. I don't know what that pink substance is. Might be caviar. Might be bubblicious. I have no idea. I don't care. Show up to work. You're rehabbing. Don't be on a cruise ship. And don't be a jerk, which he's been for his entire career. His entire career. All right, thanks to AMAC on the other side of the glass. Great job out of him as well. Linnell joined us, and all of you called in. We appreciate you. Back tomorrow at 1 o'clock with much more content and stuff to talk about between me, you, and the wall. Right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app, Craig is next. Have a good afternoon. Go Freedom Eagles!
Well, thank you. Yeah, you can go sit down, Rooster. Goodbye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.